Good day, good people. I am Brother Robert Farrell. Welcome to Contemplative Interbeings Wisdom Wednesday. Please let me know in the chat section that you can hear me okay. Wisdom Wednesday is recorded live here on Crowdcast, and we invite all of our podcast and YouTube listeners to join us live on any Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central here at Crowdcast. That way, you too can become part of the dialogue that happens at the end of the session. But whether you are here for the live session or you are enjoying the recording, thank you for being part of Contemplative Interbeing's tiny community. Well, here we are on Wisdom Wednesday, so we got to ask, what is wisdom? Well, wisdom isn't knowing more. It is actually knowing with more of you. It's knowing deeper. And so Wisdom Wednesday is an invitation to open up to the depths of yourself, your intellect, your will, your emotions, to all of you. Yes, you know, you're invited to open to the ground of wisdom, which is the transformation of the heart and human consciousness. Today, we're going to encounter three brief wisdom contemplations. Each of those is going to be followed by a minute of silence where you are invited to the spiritual practice of resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. These are our watchwords, our signs. Resonate. Does something connect with you? Really connect. It's often felt in the body. It's embodied. And it might be symbolized by a single word or phrase that you hear. Reflect means to meditate with images and thoughts. Respond. You can respond in any way, by journaling, by prayer, by body movement, by breath. And rest, just to simply be silent and open to the presence and action of divine love in your life. After those three wisdom contemplations, we're going to close by sharing a spiritual practice, which we like to do each week. And then we'll enter into group dialogue and close with a video and the credits for this evening. So with an open heart, a calm, centered presence. Let's all take a gentle, deep breath as we begin. Friends, God has been trying through all of history to give away God. And Jesus shows us that the gift is free and that it's totally available. It's as available as our breath. And it seems that God has a hard time giving God away because most of us aren't interested. We're interested in other things, money and power and success and good looks and politics. It takes a long time to get around to the one thing we were created for. And the Holy Spirit fills the gaps of everything. There's a space because we don't recognize that God is as available to us as our breath. We always find a gap between ourselves and our neighbor, between ourselves and almost everything. We feel quite lonely and isolated in this world. Without some awareness of the Holy Spirit's presence, we are not connected to anything or anybody. We just live an isolated life. And it's the Holy Spirit within us, which is the desire inside of all of us, that wants to keep connecting, relating, and communing. It is as available as our breath. And that's why the Christ gives the Holy Spirit by breathing upon the disciples. Isn't it amazing that air, the thing that's most essential, most invisible to most people, is the one thing that's everywhere and all the time and free? And likewise, the Holy Spirit has been given to us freely. And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Once we contact our inner source, we become living icons for the divine image itself. And that is what true, humble, and confident power represents. It is the ultimate meaning of a well-grounded person. God's Spirit and our spirit bear common witness. God's Spirit and our spirit bear common witness. The goal is a shared knowing and a common power. The Holy Spirit is the lost or undiscovered person of the Blessed Trinity. And that divine indwelling is central to authentic spirituality. You see, God's agenda is to plant a little bit of God right inside of us. And that little bit of God right inside of us is the Holy Spirit. It is done unto us, and all we can do is allow, enjoy, and draw life from this gift. So we pray to change ourselves. We pray to form a living relationship. And the answer to every prayer is one, the same, and the best, the Holy Spirit. So let us breathe in the Holy Spirit and resonate, reflect, respond, rest. The Holy Spirit works within to wake us up to who we are, to who we really are, to our true self. And until an objective inner witness, the Holy Spirit, emerges that looks back at us with utter honesty, we cannot speak of being awake or conscious. Until we move to self-reflect, to self-critical thinking, we don't move to any deep level of consciousness at all. and most people choose to remain in the first stage of consciousness, secure and consoled. Many people never seem to access this compassionate witness that's promised us in the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit empowers us to work for justice and peace and to create a community of liberated life. The Holy Spirit creates life and transforms people. Enter now that life of the Spirit, that life-giving Spirit. Live life in the power of the Spirit. Walking in the power of the Spirit is life-changing, as the Spirit becomes an agent through which transformation can occur. You didn't know that you had a personal agent. The Holy Spirit helps us to follow the way of self-emptying love in times of immense transition. We are entering what is called the age of the Spirit, when we are obsessive with order and control. I'll say that again. We are entering the age of the Spirit when our obsession with order and control will backfire, and we will be forced to rely on the wily ways of the Holy Spirit. A voice comes from heaven. You are my child, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. And everything that follows is powered by the Spirit and by the love of God. God invites us into a covenant whereby the power of the Spirit, we can choose to allow our hearts to break and then take the pieces, our lives, our goods, our love, and our privileges, and share it all like a broken loaf of communion bread. And as we reckon with the limits and consequences of self-centrism and domination systems and the church's capitulation to empire, we can lean into the way. We can reclaim kenosis, self-emptying, or perhaps claim it for the first time. Imagine becoming practicing communities that follow the way. That means to incarnate Jesus's community of love. It takes disciples who together follow the way of love. Together lean fully into the Spirit, and together try to walk humbly, act justly, and love mercy, so that we, our communities, and the whole world might become the beloved community. So again, receive the Holy Spirit in a gentle, deep breath, and resonate, reflect, respond, rest. our core, our deepest DNA, is divine. It is the spirit of love implanted within us by our Creator at the first moment of our creation. And those who have gone to their depths uncover an indwelling presence. It is a deep and loving yes that's inherent within us. The inner presence is the Holy Spirit, which is precisely God as immanent within, and even our deepest and truest self. The Spirit infuses the whole universe from its very beginning, but in human beings, it becomes self-aware and free. The principal characteristic of human beings is our role as bearers of consciousness, of intelligence, of the Spirit. And the highest expression of the Spirit is the one that opens us to the great other. The great other, in love and in trust. And this communion can be so intense that the soul of the beloved is fused with the lover. The human spirit is touching the hem of the Holy Spirit's garment. And we participate in God's very being. The Holy Spirit is given equally to all, but it must be received too. And people who totally receive this presence draw life from it. Then, from this more spacious and grounded place, one naturally connects, empathizes, forgives, and loves just about everything. The deep inner yes is God in us. The deep inner yes is God in us, already loving God through us. Because we were made in love, for love, and unto love, and as love. The Holy Spirit arrives with the sound of a great wind. It's a breath to those with uncertainty and fear. And no matter the language, everyone understands. The Spirit descends and resurrects the frightened and births community. The Spirit speaks in different tongues. The Spirit inspires followers to spread the good news. The Spirit pours new life into the frightened, the disheartened, and the confused. The Spirit gives us life and moves us to do the work of God and bear the fruits of the Spirit. We cannot see the Spirit, but we can experience the work of the Spirit. The Spirit lives in us and inspires us when we are frightened, when we are disheartened, when we are confused. And it is the Spirit that will move people to do God's work. So we can say that the Holy Spirit descends on disciples, and the way of love burns in people's hearts. So in the silence, be ready to receive the Holy Spirit. Receive as it may descend upon you. take that place and that time to resonate, reflect, respond, rest. Our spiritual practice this week comes to us from Mirabai Starr. And I'm actually going to share a video of this practice where Mirabai guides us in a prayer of the Holy Spirit using feminine language. And you will see in this video the invitation for you to breathe intentionally, to continually take in the Holy Spirit and feel your breath as it moves through your body and receive the words of this wonderful practice.
Beloved one, Shekhinah, indwelling feminine presence. Immanence, embodiment. Mother heart. Please come flowing into every open window in our souls right now as we call to you. Infuse every cell of our bodies with your fierce and tender mother wisdom. Give us the strength to speak truth to power in these fractured times. Give us the tenderness and humility to listen deeply to those that we are conditioned to otherize. And remind us again and again when we forget that we belong to each other. And we belong to you. Mommy.
The Holy Spirit is as available to us as our breath. It is given to us, and all we have to do is be ready to receive. So to all of our podcast and YouTube listeners, we thank you for tuning in, for receiving these wisdom contemplations this evening. You're all invited to join us anytime on a Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central so that you can become part of the dialogue that happens next. We wish you a good evening, and we remind you, as we do each week, that love is the way and that you are love. So stay awesome and be love, and we hope to see you again soon.